Answering the question of why I write is like explaining why I have brown eyes. At least that's how it's always seemed to me. I've heard many other writers say that they know exactly when they decide to become a writer. It might have been a particular book that made them think, I want to do that. That's so amazing. Or made them think, I could do that. It looks pretty easy. It might have been a life-changing experience that made them look at the world differently and want to share that insight. It may have been a simple twist of fate. Whatever it was, something inspired them to begin to write when they had never thought of doing that before. I had no such moment, not one that I remember. I wrote my first story when I was 6, largely based on a story in my favorite book at the time. My version of the story was published in our class magazine. I don't remember if I'd written anything before that, but after that, I never stopped. For years, I wrote stories and poems. I wrote them, threw them away, and wrote some more. At one point, I joined the staff of the school newspaper and considered being a journalist very briefly. I wrote all through primary school, all through middle school, all through high school, and all through college and beyond. When others were going out with their friends, or going to parties, or lolling about on the beach, I was in my room writing. When I had a child and a full-time job, I wrote between her bedtime and mine. It would be over 20 years before I had another story published after my first great success, but I wasn't discouraged. I've never needed a lot of encouragement. It seems to me that the urge to write, the need, is the crucial element in becoming a writer. Writing is not an occupation for those who give up easily or who can't handle rejection. Learning to write isn't like learning how to tile a floor or make lasagna. There aren't any instructions. You can learn how to spell, and you can learn that a lot of people think you should never end a sentence with a preposition. But the really important bit, the bit where you sit down and you create people and worlds out of nothing, that can't be taught. Where does the desire and the ability to do that come from? Why? Who knows? It just is. And that, I suppose, is the answer to why I'm a writer. Who knows? I just am. Writing is what I like best. I would never rather be doing something else. Even when my head's on the desk and I'm sighing heavily or my brain feels as if it might short circuit, even then, there's nothing I enjoy more. Writing is my connection to the world and to myself. Writing is when I feel most me.